On the 21st of May, 1901, with the advent of motorized vehicles, Connecticut became the first state in the Union to impose a speed limit, 15 miles per hour. A day later, Sammy Hagar's great-great-great-grandfather released this iconic song.
I cannot drive 15.
Have a great May 21st, the greatest day ever.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
And for stand by for news.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. Another small eruption at the Kilauea Volcano Summit producing an ash plume that reached about 7,000 feet today. National Guard Lieutenant Colonel Chuck Anthony says another concern is airborne glass shards and toxic clouds created when lava hits seawater.
It's got hydrogen chloride, some other nasty stuff. You just don't want to be around it for too long.
Lava has destroyed about 40 buildings in the past few weeks, forcing about 2,000 evacuations. Progress on trade talks between the U.S. and China pushing stocks higher today. The Dow climbing 298 points, the NASDAQ and S&P also higher. Investors reacting positively to news that the Chinese government will buy more American goods, including energy and ag products. The U.S. is also postponing tariffs on about $150 billion in goods from China. Fox News, we report, you decide.
There's only one man in the race qualified for the job. That man is Greg Budell. Greg Budell. Greg Budell has the education. Greg Budell has the experience. Greg Budell has his own ride to work.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell believes in the Second Amendment, the Fifth Dimension, and seven of the Ten Commandments.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell is a family man. And even though he has only one child, lots of women have called him daddy.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell will fight for you. Greg Budell will work for you. Greg Budell will mow your lawn if you just vote him into this cushy job.
Greg Budell.
When you go to vote, vote as much as you like, but just make sure you vote for Greg Budell. Paid for by the committee to elect Greg Budell. Greg Budell, chairman. I'm not Greg Budell, but I approve this message. Greg Budell.
Vote for me and I'll set you free, as the Temptations once said. It is 4 minutes after 4 o'clock. I find, you know, it's not just that I really dislike a lot of liberals and Democrats. They're tough to look at in many cases, too. And somebody who is as despicable looking as his behavior is James Clapper. And I was trying to figure out what's the right metaphor to describe this guy's appearance. And I just realized, do you remember the movie The Thing in the 80s with Kurt Russell, where they're in Antarctica and this foreign thing inhabits people's bodies? And then once it takes over, it turns into these really scaredy creatures. And part of the human being that the thing lived in comes out in the mutation form. And Clapper's face looks like one of those faces you would see in The Thing.
Ugh. Oh, John Carpenter's The Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how when the thing inhabited and it turned into like a giant spider or
anything, sure.
There was always the person, their face was always at the tip of whatever disgusting thing it turned into, and Clapper looks like the face at the end of The Thing.
I'm not usually a horror movie guy, but that movie is awesome, and Clapper does look like a weird alien creature.
That's the face at the end of The Thing. Speaking of the end of The Thing, there's Brian Stelter. Hi there. Come on, really? Doesn't he look like Mr. Happy?
Yeah.
Wearing a suit. If you were to put a suit around you, you know.
Yeah, he's definitely Jewish. Well, no, everybody's circumcised. He's dead.
Really, if you were to, if you got really wasted and drew a face on it, it would look just like Brian Stelter. Clapper flies into panic mode over Trump's latest attack on the deep state. Reason he has a problem with this is because maybe he's going to jail, too. I hope so. I hope all of them are in the same cell, the same 6x9 cell, trying to figure out who's boss. That would be fun. I would pay to watch that. Do we actually have a call?
Yes.
That doesn't want to win anything? Oh, it's Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Hello, Debbers.
Hi. How is everybody?
But great.
Yeah.
You sound great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, both of you.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to let you know that I have gotten Lyme disease for the second time this year within a month. And be careful if you're out there in the woods. It was in Wetumpka, so it's no fun. I had the brain fog bad last time I called, and I couldn't think enough to get what I wanted out. But anyhow,
so did you get bit by a tick?
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
That'll do it.
Yes. And the first time, I didn't notice it until a while later, and I was thinking it would go away, and of course it didn't. And then this time I noticed it right off, and I mean, those bullseyes can get enormous. I mean, huge. I didn't have any idea they'd get that big.
What did you call them?
The bullseye around them. It's like just, it swells up all outside the bite itself.
Oh.
And it you know, kind of discolors, and it looks like a big, huge bullseye. They call it a bullseye. Hmm. But, I mean, it is something else. But it's the things that happen after the bite, you know, like the flu-like symptoms and the brain fog, where you really can't remember stuff. I mean, it's bad. So, but mainly, the doctor told me the sooner you get in after a tick bite, don't play around, go on in. They can kind of give you some antibiotics and cut it off at the pass before it develops into anything major. And it's harder to get rid of the longer you leave it. So just kind of, and you know, letting people know. If I hadn't went through it two times already this year, I probably would not be calling. But
and this happened way back up in the woods?
No, it was on my property.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
swear.
So that's what, yeah, I know.
Be careful farming, Greg.
Oh, yeah, well, look, yeah. I was actually keeping an eye out for everything when I was planting those tomatoes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Goodness. I tell you, I'm waiting for mine.
My groin is killing me.
Your groin is killing
me? And my hamstrings are really sore from squatting up and down and digging and awkward.
Sounds great exercise. Yeah, definitely.
You know, if you did yoga like me, you could join me. You wouldn't be as sore when you bent down to plow your fields.
Hey, when you both go to doing yoga out there in the garden, will you let me know so I can film it?
We're not doing yoga. We're not doing yoga. We are playing scarecrow.
Oh, I hear that. But, you know, you're talking about stem cells and the things that are being done. My brother was letting me know, he lives in Florida, and he works in a base near Tampa.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, to be short with it, a fellow came in from Iraq in a wheelchair. Within 6 months of stem cell treatment on his spine, he went from a walker within 3 months to a cane, another 2 months. So within 6 months, he's from a wheelchair to a cane.
Wow.
That's through the military.
You're going to see a lot of advances. They're talking about robots. And thanks, Debbie, for the call. Robots growing organs and the stem cell treatment on that guy's
membership.
There's a lot of things, a lot of medical advances. But they still can't cure cancer. That's what I don't understand. All the money and everything else and all the time.
Well, apparently stem cells were going on in this country, like treatments for ligament tears and shoulder
problems.
Yeah,
no, there are baseball players that get platelet-rich injections in their throwing arms and stuff like that. Sometimes they'll do that thinking maybe if this heals, I don't have to get an elbow surgery or reconstruction on a shoulder. Sometimes those things work and sometimes they don't.
Well, they had to move it to, like, the Caymans and Panama. Because the FDA said stem cells harvested from your own body, once they've been harvested and made ready for medical treatment, are a drug that we must regulate. So that's going to be a few more years and a few billion dollars.
Yeah, get the government out of your body and your face. Those are your stem cells. You should be able to do whatever you want with them. We'll check traffic here in a second. I think some of the situations that occurred as the heavy rains came through. Now, there's still going to be some rain, but I think the worst, at least for the more next hour or so, is over with at 4:11. Today's a good example of the kind of weather that we're going to have now going through the summer. Who knows, next weekend. You might want to talk to Mr. Electric for a couple of reasons. One, surge protection. Saw a lot of lightning dancing around where I live, and then on the way in across the street, and that collection of trees over there. If you live in a very, you know, green neighborhoods are great when you have big old trees everywhere. They look fantastic, but in a thunderstorm, sometimes that can be problematic. I remember one year, I think it was 2007, no, 8, we had 4 trees within half a block of my house that were hit by lightning. Fortunately, none of that caused any damage inside my house, but that's all it takes to create the kind of surge that can fry your electronics, ruin your TV, burn out your computers. We found that out the hard way here with a strike right over the studio. And it got into our, you know, everything that runs here in the digital world, it's like a central nervous system. And once that overdose of electricity gets into it, it's bad news. Protection doesn't begin with a strip to plug all of that stuff into. It begins at the box, and that's where Mr. Electric can step in and give you that additional protection. And Mr. Electric can also help you if you'd like to avoid a power outage. Again, today's the kind of day all it takes is one good thunderstorm and a perfectly placed lightning strike, or in some cases, some idiot that decides, hey, I think I'll drive into that electrical box that on the side of the street. It happened twice when I was living in Bellwood West. We lost our power for hours because somebody hit the box. You just don't know. Mr. Electric can help you with that, with installations involving any type of electronics or a ceiling fan. If you need help with anything involving electricity, this is not a great... Don't read Electricity for Dummies. Call Mr. Electric instead. 269-8886. They give you upfront pricing on whatever you need. All master electricians. Their customer service is second to none. So you're in the best possible hands with Mr. Electric. Go to MrElectric.com for more information. And by the way, May is Electrical Safety Month, so it's a good time to be proactive.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. New accident to tell you about. It's in Prattville, and it's on Highway 82 at Doster Road cutoff westbound. So watch out there. And don't forget about the one on Atlanta Highway in front of Virginia College. Also 3400 Fieldcrest Drive and Atlanta Highway in front of Fraser Church. Prattville's Class A office building, previously known as Sterling Place, located on Cobbs Ford Road, is now Synovus Center with Synovus Bank on the first floor. Synovus Center, another McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend, and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Yellowing court documents from the arrest of Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., and others at the dawn of the modern civil rights movement are being preserved and digitized after being discovered in a courthouse box. Archivists at Alabama State University are cataloging and flattening dozens of documents found at the Montgomery County Courthouse. Storms that moved across the Deep South left damage scattered across 3 states. The Storm Prediction Center says high winds toppled trees and power lines in Mississippi, Georgia, and Alabama on Sunday. No serious injuries were reported. Authorities say a 61-year-old inmate has escaped from Alabama's prison for the elderly and sick. Officials with the Department of Corrections say Davis Curtis Wood was wearing only white boxer shorts when he fled the Hamilton Aged and Infirm Center on Monday. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, make sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The atmosphere is going to be rather disturbed, especially for the next couple of days. Better than normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through the evening hours tonight. Overnight low temperature 68, and tomorrow we'll do it again. A generous supply of scattered showers and storms across the area. Still random, but the best chance in the afternoon and evening hours. High in the middle 80s. Then it looks like upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Partly cloudy with scattered showers and storms around, and not much change Friday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. The all-important Memorial Day weekend coming up. Have it handy on your phone or tablet because it'll give you hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hi, Rich Thomas here from my friends at Montgomery Eye. Don't miss life's greatest moments. Experience freedom from glasses and contacts and enjoy a better quality of life. Enjoy active lifestyle sports without the worry of losing a contact lens or letting glasses get in the way. Let Montgomery Eye physicians help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye at Sturbridge, 8131 Seton Place. They're across the street from Chappie's at Pepper Tree on Vaughn Road. With over 10,000 LASIK procedures done over the past 20 years combined, they pride themselves in being the only LASIK facility in Montgomery. So let board-certified surgeons Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin help restore your vision, and don't miss any of life's great moments again. Find out if you're a candidate for LASIK by scheduling your free LASIK screening today at Montgomery Eye. Call them at 272-2020, 272-2020, or visit getlasik.me. Montgomery Eye, helping you see life clearly. Call them at 272-2020.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke
Choir. AC by Luke Choir has been going strong for 35 years, and we've got no plans on slowing down anytime soon. You've come to depend on Luke Choir for all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. This has been all possible thanks to our loyal customers like you. And as a special thanks, Luke Choir wants to make it easier than ever before to get yourself a brand new energy-efficient Carrier home comfort system. That's right. Now through May 31st, get up to $1,250 in exclusive Carrier factory rebates on qualifying Carrier systems. Beat the Alabama heat and treat yourself to the home comfort you deserve. Visit acbythechoir.com today for this and other special offers. Luke Choir is here for you when you need us, and we never charge an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at Luke Choir for all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. That's acbythechoir.com. Again, that's acbythechoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright was the 13th of 14 children born to a family of sharecroppers in Dale County. Bobby Bright. The values Bobby Bright learned working the family farm made him who he is today. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright worked his way through college and law school and went from a sharecropper field in Dale County to become both mayor and congressman. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright is pro-life. Bobby Bright is pro-Second Amendment, and Bobby Bright is pro-Donald Trump. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright voted for Donald Trump and supported Donald Trump when others abandoned Donald Trump when he needed them the most. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright will work with President Donald Trump. Those who abandoned Donald Trump before the election will abandon him again. It's only a matter of time. Not Bobby Bright. We can always trust Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 361.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most people say they just don't have enough time to get things accomplished. Well, now there's an app that can actually help you find a lot of free time. And it's free. It's called the Mind Your Own Business app. The next time there's a situation and you foolishly want to get involved, go to the app, answer the quick, simple questions.
Is anyone directing this towards me? Do I have anything to do with this situation? Is this in any way any of my business?
And if you answered no to all, then go on with your day and mind your own business. The Mind Your Own Business app also tells you about community fundraisers, so you can volunteer your time in something useful instead of something that doesn't pertain to you. Now you'll have a lot of time. when you mind your own business.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
There's my little widget at a gizmo face, black bearded cat, bearded thing, Mr. Thing. It's roll call time.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Hello, Queen.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
Loan me $50.
If you wanna be with me.
I'm trying to go pudding.
Finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
It's a twister! It's a twister!
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hot diggity!
And I'm not stuffed.
You're gorgeous!
You
do not go in there.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
You come now.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
This is only a test. If it had been a real emergency, right now,
you'd be toast.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
I'm taking off the air. I think you're having a breakdown.
This radio show is not intended for listeners.
Nothing from nothing be nothing.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
You gotta have something.
Kapooya!
If you wanna be with me.
Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
Nothing from nothing be nothing.
Screw off.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you.
Fight me.
Gotta have something.
Awkward start.
Yeah, I was about to say, you stumbled out of the gate, but you made a nice recovery.
A redemptive moment.
I'm giving you a 9.75 today.
I'll take that.
That's pretty damn good. You recovered well.
After the first verse of the song, I was deep in the sevens or eights.
Yeah, man, you came back, though.
And sometimes, remember that one time I just stopped? I said, forget it. I just don't have it today.
Yeah, that was a sad, sad day.
It was a sad, sad, sad day. Pardon me. This should be a rain gauge photo. Now, hang on. Let's see what we have. It's not a rain gauge photo. It's a picture of Hershey and Briscoe sound asleep.
Aww.
But especially Hershey. We got one of those, what do they call them? Thunder shirts.
Yeah.
And if there's thunder, you wrap them up in that thing, goes around the torso between the front and hind legs, and then he feels like Mr. Bad. I got my my bulletproof vest on here. Nobody's going to hurt me. Those things do work, by the way, if you've ever thought about getting one for your dog. By the way, Kate Armstrong, we got to get him back in here one of these days. Now that we know that ticks are attacking humans, from Debbie, they certainly could attack a dog. When a dog exhibits a fear when it's young, puppy, first or second year, if it's afraid of something at that time, a particular sound, whether it's thunder or something else, those things only intensify as the dog gets older. They do not outgrow that. Instead, those little puppy foofus neuroses deepen. All right, Yeah, I did step all over the bat. Thanks. Nice finish. Okay, I got a 9.8 from Eric Anderson. 84 gave me a little under that, 9.775.
Everybody's having a one up me, I see, though.
And let's see. Oh, here's my rain gauge photo. All right, we had 0.62, almost 2/3 of an inch in less than an hour. And that'll help the tomato plants. I don't want them to wash away. Just get big and strong. story on a Fox News program called Legends and Lies. Have you ever watched that?
No, I have not. I've heard of it, though.
I just got a capsule on last night's episode focusing on the few months before the 1864 election where Lincoln was convinced he would lose and the war resulting in the new president suing for peace and allowing the southern states to retain slavery. They made it abundantly clear that the Democrats were going to allow slavery to continue, just like it says in the Dinesh D'Souza movie, Hillary's America 2016, The Dark History of the Democratic Party. And what's changed? It's just a nicer system. You do what you're told, you vote the way you're told, and now Obama, he's going to tell Jay-Z and all his buddies, don't talk to Trump, because God forbid you might find you have something in common, like you're both wealthy and successful people. Can't have that. That doesn't fit the narrative. Just insane. There's so much of it, too, on the front pages. Yet, what are we all waiting for? We're all waiting for justice for those who are supposed to administer it to be held accountable for some of the crap that they did. Did you see how the New York Times put it? The Times acknowledged, yeah, they put somebody, but it was to investigate. It wasn't a political operation. They got an excuse for everything. Can you imagine how loud the shriek would be if that had happened to Hillary? There would already be people in jail for it. And again, as Judge Dineen said, Jeff Sessions is either the most dangerous man in America or he's gathering his cards together. We have to allow for that possibility so that he can go for the jugular and get everybody at once. Can you imagine that headline? If they timed it and perp walked all of these names like Brennan and Comey and Lynch and all of them. Loretta Lynch is another one that should be in handcuffs for meeting on the... There was nothing... Oh, we talked about our grandchildren and golf. Yeah, on an airport tarmac in Phoenix, Arizona, right around the time this whole thing was going down. They must think... I like Dan Bongino. You ever hear him?
Oh, yeah, of course.
He is a... I think at some point probably going to be a national talk host. This obnoxious tweet from John Brennan, who looks like that Muppet with the pickle puss. Senator McConnell and Speaker Ryan, if Mr. Trump continues along this disastrous path, you'll bear major responsibility for the harm done to our democracy. In other words, mob rule. You do a great disservice to our nation and the Republican Party if you continue to enable Mr. Trump's self-serving actions. So let's say there's an accusation about me out there, and I demand that the police investigate for the purpose of clearing my name. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with... I would be that way. Who was it that lectured Trump? It was actually Trey Gowdy. Act like you're innocent. How many times have I sat here and said, if somebody did that to me, I would be standing on the nearest table screaming my innocence. I would be so angry, I would be out of control. And I think that's kind of where Trump is at now. He's had enough. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Bongino says, John Brennan knows his role in the political spying operation on Trump is being exposed. Therefore, this disgrace of a human being is showing his caboose on social media as he melts down. Get a lawyer, Johnny boy. You're going to need it. And what a wonderful gift that would be. Why is it that colleges, they got to have Democrats come out and take shots at Trump? There's Gore, fathead. You phony, you lying son of a sack of shit. What?
He has been eating a lot lately, you can tell.
Well, he's wealthier. He's made so much money off polar bears that aren't dying. And lies, inconvenient lies.
Those are almost like bulldog jowls.
I'm getting pissed. I can't handle a meltdown today. You might have to finish the show.
But I've told you this before. We had at our commencement speech at Auburn.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Robert Gibbs.
Yeah. Obama's first fathead press secretary. Douchebag used to come out, you know, yeah, we got great ideas for the country. And don't forget to sweep up what's left of it when we're done. 431. Got a note here, and I'm going to follow up on this to look into, it's a guest that can tell us about divorce court horror stories. Joran Jenkins. And I may try to invite Joran as a guest while we have Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house to talk about these horror stories. Most of the horror stories in divorce court occur based on what I'm reading here. This is an outside source. For two reasons. One, the individual hires representation and then insists on getting in the middle of it and not letting them do their job, or sets unrealistic goals for what they should be getting. And instead of becoming a rational going of separate directions between two grown adults, it becomes World War III. And that takes a toll on everybody. If there's kids involved, shame on everyone for putting them in the middle of it. That just should never happen. It should never happen. So if you're a guy and you've been blindsided, or you know a divorce is coming, get representation, turn it over to them, and let them do their job. And that's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson. I urge those of you who are going through this to take a look at their website, divorceformenalabama.com. Read the testimonials from men who have used them. And it's not about who's going to go in and beat up the it's about who's going to represent you in everything from division of property to, most importantly, custody and time with the kids. See, that's the whole idea. You're going to pay for the best. Let them do their job. And they'll consult with you as needed. And again, that's what the testimonials say. It's tough enough, even under the best of circumstances, to go through a divorce. So let Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson take care of business. They specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. The number is 819-4810. And again, their web address, divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Time to go downstairs and visit with Mr.
Waka Waka.
And check traffic.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Careful out there on those wet roads. You're putting little red polka dots all over my nice green traffic map here. Over on Taylor Road from I-85 almost all the way back to Vaughan Road, traffic backed up in the southbound lanes there due to an accident. And there's also an accident on 85 South right at East Boulevard, so be careful there. 65 looking like a speed limit drive. Atlanta Highway's looking real good, and the rest of the boulevard is all clear. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend, and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
All right, updating the Live in Fear Doppler this afternoon. The big heavy band of rain that came through about an hour ago is now well west and north. It's up near Clanton, out to Selma. However, there are other sizable thunderstorms. For whatever reason, these storms today move from southeast to northwest. There are storms off to the east and off to the southeast that may come through later. It looks like we're in for at least enough of a break for you to get home from rush hour. So keep that in mind. And before we go to Rich for the forecast, how about if we redeem today's Baumhauer's winning word at 272-9228? If you were listening this morning, you know what that word is. Call me. Be caller number 6 at 272-9228 with the word, and you win a $20 gift card to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And maybe pick it up and join us in time to celebrate Randall's birthday Wednesday night. It's going
to
be fun.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The atmosphere is going to be rather disturbed, especially for the next couple of days. Better than normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through the evening hours tonight. Overnight low temperature 68, and tomorrow we'll do it again. A generous supply of scattered showers and storms across the area. Still random, but the best chance in the afternoon and evening hours. High in the middle 80s. Then it looks like upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Partly cloudy with scattered showers and storms around, and not much change Friday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. The all-important Memorial Day weekend coming up. Have it handy on your phone or tablet because it'll give you hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again,
It's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
All right, that heavy sounds telling us we're going to find a winner here shortly. Somebody was listening this morning as we go on the search for caller six. You're number one. You were caller two. We appreciate the effort. Caller three, thanks. Try back real quick. You might get in. Caller four, thank you. You are caller five, and for you, you get the sad trombone for missing by just one. And let's see, who's this?
Am I calling number six?
I asked your name.
Oh, I'm sorry, Justin.
Justin, how are you, Justin?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now that I know your name, I can say, Justin, guess what? You're caller six.
Woo! Yeah, woohoo!
But I need that one word first.
Well, I know it's not, what were y'all talking about? It's going to be island. So I was trying to come up with it.
Oh.
But is it island?
Nice. You scared me there for a second, Justin. You should never do that to a gracefully aging talk show host. You could have killed me right here on the radio. Yeah, island was the word. We were taught, I don't know how we got out of Mr. Funny over here that does the weather.
Yeah.
He says, it's a good thing the word of the day wasn't isthmus or some other body of land. Island is the word. Justin, you've won a $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card, and I hope that you will redeem it and come and join us one of these Wednesday nights, man.
Hopefully one night. I went over there yesterday from Baumhauer's.
So yesterday. Don't forget to tell me you listen to this station.
I sure will. I got the OMG burger off your recommendation one day.
I am the OMG burger. Yeah, that's... And did you agree that the taste of the beef combination there is unbelievable?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It had so much cheese in it, I couldn't hold the bun together.
Yeah, I know. That's one burger, man. You got to try it before you drown it in condiments just to get the flavor of the beef combo. Hold on. Great winner. Thank you, Justin. We really appreciate it. And we'll do it again tomorrow morning between 6 and 9, once an hour, or at least when Emily remembers to remind me. She's so good at that. Emily is like, she's become a bit of my keeper, so to speak, because she remembers things like that. Because it's very chaotic here. And boy, when we start doing these live breaks in the morning on the Alabama News Network, CBS 8, around 6:40, I think they're going to be, it's going to be even crazier and more chaotic than it already is. 4:39 is the time. Anyway, between 6 and 9, once an hour, we give the word, jot it down, make sure you have our phone number in your phone, and be the sixth caller at 272-9228, and you could be a winner, too.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Autauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the teas and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all three floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Petru Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Petru Shops. Thanks.
It's the American Idol Grand Finale, with incredible live performances by the Idol judges, plus even more celebrity guests. Oh, yeah. The top 10 return along with all of your favorites.
Big.
The surprises will be legendary.
Legendary.
Caleb, Maddie, Gabby.
Who will be named American Idol?
The American Idol Grand Finale, followed by Dancing with the Stars live.
Tonight on ABC 32.
Your morning's first news.
Good morning, America. We want to get right to that breaking news.
Never just the headlines. Always digging deeper. Reporting the facts you deserve. The exclusive news breaking interviews. What everyone's talking about. Robin, George, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Serving up what you need and what you want. First thing every morning.
Good morning, America.
That's why GMA is America's number one morning show.
We'll see you in the morning on GMA.
And we thank you.
The Southern Poverty Law Center tried to get Tom Parker thrown off the Supreme Court for defending marriage, but Parker fought back and beat the Southern Poverty Law Center. It had never happened before. No one had ever beaten the SPLC. No one until Justice Tom Parker. That made Parker a target of billionaire George Soros, and now Soros is ready to spend millions to defeat Tom Parker. Not only because Parker beat the Southern Poverty Law Center, but because Tom Parker stands up for what we believe. Strongly pro-life, Tom Parker is a nationally recognized conservative jurist who fights for the Constitution every single day. The Southern Poverty Law Center couldn't stop Justice Tom Parker, and neither will George Soros. Tom Parker, Chief Justice, fair, balanced, unafraid, standing up for what we believe.
Paid for by Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
From the Fox Business Network, fears of a trade war cooling down and stocks are heating up. The Dow surging nearly 300 points on Monday, this coming with the U.S. and China saying a trade war between the two countries is on hold, at least for now. Meantime, ahead of the summer travel surge, we got a gas surge. National average for regular unleaded rising for the 15th straight day. A gallon now costing about $2.93. And this might not help things for drivers. Oil closing at its highest level since November 2014. Price for a barrel now over $72. And now we know the best place to settle down after you're done serving our country. According to a new survey by Wallet Hub, Florida is the best state for military personnel once they retire. This takes into account things like job opportunities for vets, access to health care, and affordable housing. With the Fox Business Report, I'm David Asman.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Not Ready for Memorial Day.
Mr. Not Ready for Memorial Day.
Very soon, you'll be required to put on a swimsuit and parade your 230-pound beer and nacho storage facility around the lake.
Haven't lost my winter fats.
As you frolic in the water, it occurs to everyone that with a couple of nipple rings, you could serve as a human boat dock.
Everyone ashore now.
You're not just providing shade for sunbathers. Let's face it, the last time something blocked out this much sun, the dinosaurs disappeared.
Spinosaurus Rex now.
So go ahead, see if your 1,000-pound ass can influence the tide. Do a cannonball and force the entire state to live in FEMA trailers. Because after all, sooner or later, the Coast Guard will lure you out to sea with whale song.
Mr. Not Ready for Memorial Day.
That's a classic that goes back about 12 years. And even though a lot of the folks that heard it many, many years ago have moved away and so forth, it's one of my all-time favorite Real Men of Genius bits. At 4:46, Did you enjoy it?
No.
Okay. A little preview on Tabloid Tuesday tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this? I'm not your real father, Harry.
Oh, crap. I knew this day might come.
Said Bonnie Prince Charles to Harry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm not your father. The Blue Blood Bombshell tomorrow. Right here. And when you look at the guy that's supposed to be his dad, the resemblance is striking, isn't it?
Oh, my. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Both are redheads. Both kind of have the strong jaw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Similar eyes.
Yeah.
Let's see. So while colleges do nothing to prepare students for the real world, they're inviting the Hillarys and Al Gore. How could anybody? I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anybody slip into pathosicity to a greater degree than Hillary Clinton has. Six times in her Yale commencement speech. You think it was about their future? You think it was about sharing with them the mistakes you might have made? Here's what happened to me. It set me back. Whatever, you know, learn from my mistakes. No, it was all about her GD election loss. That's it. Her gosh darn election loss.
God dang.
And look at these simpletons. Hey, you got a bright future there if you think she's what it's all about. Holy crap. After thanking the college for inviting her, Clinton began her speech by congratulating the Yale class of 2018. Even in this, she slipped in a disparaging remark about how the voters who failed to get her elected. No, we succeeded, asshat, bitch, in getting you not elected. That was a success, not a failure. Can you imagine what this, how our economy would be doing right now if she were sitting in the White House? Scratching her cankles. Most of all, I am thrilled for all of you, even the three of you who live in Michigan and didn't cast your absentee ballots in the time. Oh, my God. Stop her! Somebody stop this pathetic, the worst excuse for a presidential candidate anybody's ever run. Ever. Referencing the hats at the graduation ceremony, Clinton said, so I brought a hat, too. It's a Russian hat, right? Oh, my God, please. Clinton quoted the opening lines of Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times and the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief.
Right.
Yeah. Dickens was writing about the years leading up to the French Revolution, but he could have been describing the ricocheting highs and lows of this moment in America. We're living through a time when fundamental rights, civic virtue, freedom of the press, even facts and reason are under assault like never before. That's the biggest stinking, steaming pile of bull turd that ever came out of her mouth. What freedom of the press? What freedom don't they have? They're screaming day in, day out, all day long.
And making a lot of money doing it, too.
To an ever-shrinking audience. Oh, this is the end of the world. Meanwhile, 6 out of 10 Americans say this is the happiest they've ever been. Seriously, they're very happy with the quality of life. Two-thirds of the country give Trump, rightfully so, credit for the economy. When addressing the topic of hardship in life, lady, the only hardship you had was explaining your husband's rapes and sexual assaults. Let's face it, honey. That had to be a bit of a challenge, right? Bimbo eruptions, wasn't that the way you explain that kind of behavior? Her challenges. Oh, my God. The confession. At this point, the former First Lady became even more candid. Let me just get this over with, by the way. No, I'm not over it, she admitted. Really? You think anybody there was surprised to hear that? You know, it's like they tell you in rehab. People will tell you whatever they think you want to hear. But if the behavior and the words don't match, the behavior is the truth. And you've been behaving like a little whiny bitch since November 8th, 2016. With all due respect to all the little whiny bitches who have a legitimate...
Right.
Yeah. Like maybe they were... This woman just doesn't stop.
She's a jerk.
And for all the screaming, and it's the same people... God, it's like watching a rerun. after the tragedy in Parkland, now we got we had another school shooting, so we got to take everybody's guns away. I posted, let's see if anybody's bothered, cared enough to even read it. And then we're going to head down to the traffic dungeon. While the media was wetting itself over the royal wedding and revival show, they didn't tell you about the rest of London. They have complete gun control there. They've allowed invading hordes into the country, but according to this twerp mayor, murder, rape, knife attacks, acid attacks are all part of life in the big city.
Didn't he advocate, like, knife control or something? Or am I making that up? Sadiq Khan?
No, he did mention that. Knife control. What do you do? How do you do that? What are you supposed to cut your roast beef with or your spotted dick? With the side of your finger? You know, and this is the sad part. I'll make a prediction. I'll make a prediction. It probably won't happen in my lifetime. Maybe yours. Probably yours. That's assuming that you continue to do your yoga and eat reasonably well and don't party too hard now, young Joseph. You are going to see Islam take over Britain, and they're going to run the royal family out if they're not executed. It's going to happen. Some of you who are younger, you remember what I told you this day. Because the population is exploding in that one group, and they're just not, I don't care how you spin it, they're just not real friendly to other cultures. I mean, they belong to a culture, emphasis on the first four letters, please, that says their culture can't exist with yours. And they encourage followers to do something about it. So enjoy it while it lasts. The wedding was beautiful. Green, blue sky. Couldn't have better weather for that event. And there were times, like when the cello player, I saw about half an hour total. Ms. Ritterbuttle was up early watching. I was like, come on.
What are you doing?
There was a point where the cello player was playing something somber, and it was very moving. And on one hand, it did make you feel great to see all of these centuries of tradition taking place and all these customs and so forth, but also realizing at the same time, man, it's almost over for them too. And Winston Churchill would be spinning in his grave. He really would. You know, he got the people of Great Britain to say, I'd rather die in my own blood than see the swastika fly over Buckingham Palace. And now they didn't have to worry about airplanes overhead or the Battle of Britain. The Battle of Britain is happening every single day, one baby at a time. And I think a lot of that culture is going to be lost. What do I know? I'm not a college graduate like Joey.
I have a simple solution. Encourage the Brits to have sex.
You know, that is really the solution.
Yeah.
But the left has been very effective at telling people they don't want to not reproduce. That's no joke either. Take a look at the numbers, friends. It's all in the numbers. The numbers for the day on Wall Street, something Brett McDonald will talk about right after the top of the hour. We'll have an update on roads. There's been a lot of situations off and on as the rain passed through earlier. Still some wet roads and some backed up traffic conditions. We'll be closing about 6 o'clock tonight. That's John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. I was shocked. I drove by yesterday on my way to Food Outlet, and I always look at their sign because Bubba Turner always puts something to make you think up there. And I'll bet there's something up there now, but it was blank yesterday. I thought, now I don't have any guidance on how to think today. I just love what they do. I just love what they put up there. It's always good stuff. Yeah, and it shows their commitment to spirituality and faith, and I like that. Maybe old-fashioned and corny, but I like it. Inside John Lee Paints, and that's the most important part of the message, is Richards Paint, the best brand for a do-it-yourselfer or professional to get the best possible result. Mm-hmm. Now, the paint can be incredible like Richards is, but if you're applying it with the wrong roller or using the wrong brushes, No paint can withstand a mistake like that. So please, as you get what you need at John Lee Paints, ask them, you know, tell them about the type of surface you're going to paint, and they'll make sure that you're using the best roller and brushes for that particular surface. Expertise is everywhere you look. They'll run down a checklist, make sure you're starting your painting project with everything you need so you don't have to drop it and run back for something you forgot. John Lee Paints, 3.5 decades of service to the River Region and the home for the official color chart for the city of Montgomery, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Dave?
Hey.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We gotta move quickly here. What's up?
I was just going to call in to compliment Trump, man. Is this guy something or is he something?
He's something.
If it wasn't for him, boy, there's no telling what road we'd be going down.
You're not kidding. It's frightening.
Persecuted.
And you know what? This is where the Democrats should show a little gratitude. Because he ran as a Republican, but what he's exposed is that no president, including Obama, Bush, any of them, they're accountable to the deep state that runs the show, and he has exposed this.
And you're right.
Not the people. I just heard, you know, politicians make promises and stuff. Congressmen do that. They go to Washington, then they do whatever they're told. And that era may be coming to an end. We got to root them out and got to find a way to make sure that these very important high-level agencies don't get infiltrated by these traitors.
I'll tell you what, he's polished. I'll say that. Well, he's done things that I would have not thought he would have been able to do, under the persecution for a year.
Persecution is the correct word. That is
and
the correct word.
Unbelievable. I mean, hats off to him.
Forget the R. He's trying to make things better for everybody, not just a select group. But
there's
media.
One difference between him and some others. He loves his country.
Very much.
And it shows.
Yeah, as opposed to...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
No, you're just an evil genius. Thanks for the call. It's 457.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up